Hello, Film Club! I got at least one more in me. I wanted to comment to the Parks and Rec. I think we give it a lot of credit for the writing, but I do think it's also pretty neatly put together visually. And the whole office cam, you know, Zoom and confessional and all the weird visual tics that, you know, started out as a kind of documentary style and became its own comedy TV style. That we don't. It seems almost natural, but it's a really unnatural style. And I think that they've perfected that. And there was one moment where, and I wish I could remember what it was. I need to rewatch the episode and point out what it was. But where the camera starts up close, I think on, I can't think of the guy's name, Andy, his face, and then just explosively zooms back to encompass the rest of the scene. And I just remember being really impressed by that decision and how it plays. And I think that there's lots of little moments like that that we take for granted because it plays so well, but are each important decisions that, you know, some smart guy spent time on. And I haven't paid as much attention to the writers and directors on Parks and Rec as I have on Breaking Bad, obviously. But yeah, it's obviously a talented, I think I said the word obviously, so much obvious stuff, it's obviously obvious. Anyhow, it's a smart crew working on Parks and Rec, and props to them. I don't know if I have anything else to say. Comedy Bang Bang, I'm still planning on watching season 2. Oh, I know, you brought up Don John. Abby saw a commercial for it last night while we were watching TV, and she said, who would want to see that? And now I can tell her, it's Chris. Chris, the movie was made for him. And probably Ben, because Scarlett's in it, and he can't pass that up. So I'll be interested to hear your guys' review of that movie. All right, peace. Bye.